Hello, and welcome to AI 180. It's Thursday, February 19th, 2009. Subject today is cooking. As part of my occupational therapy, I'm asked frequently to do what are called ADLs, Activities of Daily Living, which will be the things that I'll do when I actually go home. So part of my activities of daily living yesterday was to cook something on the stove in a little kitchen downstairs across a walkway in another building. We have to cook something using pretty strict requirements. We have to use available ingredients from the cafeteria, which is pretty meager. It has to be something that can be cooked and cleaned up from within 30 minutes. So the whole thing felt a little bit like kind of a low-rent Iron Chef. So when I was looking at the ingredients list, I looked around and I thought, oh, you know, I can do stir-fry and rice will cook inside of half an hour, so why don't I make a stir-fry? So I ordered rice, carrots, celery, an onion, and a chicken breast from the cafeteria. There were no leafy greens available except for iceberg lettuce, which I chose not to put into my stir-fry. My awesome occupational therapist, John, brought chopped garlic and soy sauce and honey, and the kitchen we were working in had a couple of basics like oil and cooking wine. So I started the rice first. I carefully chopped all the vegetables and the chicken into little pieces without cutting myself. The knife was really dull, and my hands are not as strong as they used to be, but so I thought that was actually quite a triumph. And then whipped up a quick sauce with soy sauce, wine, garlic, and a little honey. I was really missing something to add some heat to it. Kate and I usually use sriracha, which is the Thai red spicy sauce that with a big rooster on it. We have that at home. We use it constantly, and I was really missing it yesterday. So my chopping is awkward. My knife callus is basically gone, so my finger's really sore. But everything chopped up okay. Cooked everything up separately and left the onions in the pan for a while to soften up. And while they were in there, three separate groups of people came wandering down the hall and stuck their heads in and said, "What are you cooking in here?" Because the entire hospital is saying that something smells good. And when I was all done with it and I took the leftovers back up to my unit, which was one building away, even they were saying, "Oh yeah, we'd smelled something up there." So it's a little bit of a cheat because I maintain that you could stir fry rubber bands in soy sauce, garlic, and onions, and it would still smell really good. So you put those ingredients together, I think you're going to get a good smell. But it all turned out fine. The stir-fry tasted good, and I was incredibly relieved that, albeit a little slowly, I can still handle a knife, I can still flip stuff around in a pan one-handed, I can still cook. I can cook, and I just can't tell you how grateful I am for that. Next time by request, my take on Neal Stephenson's Anathem. Until then, it's been at least 180 seconds. This is Adam, and I'll talk to you soon.